Well, isn't that fascinating? If you have a notification that pops up, whatever you do, if you're recording a wave, do not touch that notification. Because I just recorded a nice, beautiful 5-minute wave talking about how I created my pond and this beautiful observation. And then my little timer came up for my chicken that I'm barbecuing. And I instinctually swiped it up and canceled the wave at the same time. Because as soon as I swiped up on that, my recording now said zero. And all that was gone. So off into the ether it goes. I guess it was only for my ears. So my observation was the uniscalar nature of water as it flows. I had a little experience back here in 2012 where in my backyard of my mother's house, which was all barren at the time. It was just flat and had two little trees over on the side. I placed a 3-room tent. Well, technically it had 4 rooms because the outside had a little awning piece over it, so it felt like a porch. So let's just call it 4 rooms. The porch outside was awesome because when it rained, you could sit underneath that porch and watch the rain come down. And inside of the tent, my first room was my little office. And it had a little couch and my computer set up. And I could sit there and do my little work. On that time, I was working on my iMac Core 2 Duo. Whew! Blazing fast, man. That was a $3,500 machine back then. Anyway, the next room was my bedroom where I had a nice little foam mattress and all my clothes and stuff. And then the next room was my little art studio. And I had it all set up really nice and had a stack of all my art supplies. And I built myself a little swamp cooler because this tent actually had a cooler inlet. And before I got to the tent, I must start out and say, I started with literally some 2x4s and just some different little poles and stuff I had found, and just made myself a little shelter out back. And then I made another shelter, and I made another little shelter, and then another little shelter. And then I made a little money, and I thought, you know what, it would be so nice to have a zipper and a waterproof top and be able to see out. And it really gave me my own little space. And I can already see I'm going to have to create a second wave just to complete this thought. But I guess it's now a podcast, so excuse the nomenclature. From Anchor version 1, we were creating waves, and that was their nomenclature for recording a little spot. And we didn't have stations, it was kind of a social platform with no purpose. It was just a place where you could exchange little voice memos, recordings back and forth. And it brought to life this awesome conversation platform. And it also brought me the love of my life, Sylvia. One of the very first persons I interacted with on Anchor version 1 was Sylvia. You know her as Unity Eagle. And she became Unity Eagle through knowing me, because through studying the Mayan Zolk'in, we found out her birth sign was, or is, Unity Eagle. And mine is Understanding Wind. So when you combine that, it's a pretty powerful combination. And I think that's why we're so good together. Alright, it's almost time to flip the chicken again. I'm going to close this top down a little bit to... All right.
Alrighty then. Chicken is flipped.
And back to my story. So transitioning from Anchor One to nomenclature to now having stations, but they're also podcasts, is a little bit confusing. It's taking some time to adjust to how do I describe this? Do I keep calling them waves or segments or spots? I guess it really doesn't matter. We could call them layers and story sandwiches. My mom speaks in sandwich stories where she'll tell you all these different layers. And sometimes she'll run to another kitchen and grab some random stuff that doesn't even seem like it has to do with this sandwich. And
how's
just throw it
on. It's 7 o'clock.
It's almost ready. It's on its third flip. Mike eats promptly at 7, typically. And so I ran a few minutes behind, and I should have put the chicken on a little bit earlier. That was my bad. I got caught up in what I was doing, which was not where I was supposed to be focusing my moment at time of, which was make chicken. It's all good though. For my chicken, Mike will stay up a few extra minutes. I have been very fortunate in finding a beautiful way to make chicken. And it's basically you fork the frack out of it. Tenderizing it by just filling it full of the 1,000 holes, 10,000 holes, I don't know. I usually, when you first start poking the breasts, they're like the fork will get stuck in it, and so you gotta push pretty hard. And then after a while, it's nice and tender after you knead that breast, and it'll just, it's soft and supple. So that's the key to bitchin' chicken. Barbecue breasts, Aloistic style. Oh, and then for the marinade, that's very important. I marinate it for a day. And I use teriyaki, sweet baby rays, and 505 Hatch fire roasted chilies. So they're going to have a little bit of a spice to them. Living here in New Mexico, they grow just up the way about maybe 30, 40 miles, half an hour by car. Maybe an hour. Anyway, just up the road. They grow some of the best chilies on this planet that I've tasted, anyway. They're not super hot. They just have a really nice flavor to them. And, they're so good on hamburgers and on chicken. Yeah. I think the time I lived with my wife from Mexico, my most previous ex-wife, I grew more fond to spicy food. She loved to cook spicy. And look, there it was, a whole nother 5 minutes, and I didn't finish my story. But that's the beauty of it. Now that it's a podcast, each of these continues to go on with what you were speaking about before, and putting it up as an episode kind of has this nice little long format where you can listen to it all together. And it definitely took the pain out of putting together a podcast, because it was just too much work. I would have never done it in the past. So if you're listening to this and you enjoy this as a podcast, thank you. If you'd like to hear more, come on over and check us out on anchor.fm. This is Aloistic Artist, signing out to go flip the chicken.
Alright, well, it appears the chicken needs one last flip. So it's on its fourth flip, I think. I don't know. I guess I have to go back and listen to the channel and see if I actually flipped it four times or five times. But, because I didn't start it quite soon enough. Wow. There's just so many dragonflies all of a sudden that just, wow. There's like a dozen dragonflies flying around. They must be hunting mosquitoes or something. Whoa. Sylvia, it looks like the birds when they fly over your place, but it's all dragonflies. It's so cool because when I first built the pond, the dragonflies at the end of the first, end of the first spring, is it a thing? Spring? I don't know. Spring and fall feel the same here in New Mexico. They would land and lay their eggs in the water or hatch or whatever dragonflies do for gestation. But they were definitely planting their little babies into the water. And it's just fascinating that all of that started from a little swamp cooler I built. I literally hung a piece of mat for the swamp coolers, for evaporative coolers, and I put a little pipe, drilled a bunch of holes through it, and then I took a pond pump, and I put it in one of those plastic containers you can get at one of the box stores, and you know, like the big one that we've all got like 10 of them with crap in it that we don't ever use but we don't throw away. Well, I used one of those, threw the pond pump in it, pumped it up through this little pipe, and then all the holes, it dripped down through this thing, and I stuck a fan on the front and the back of it and blew cold air into the tent. And it would actually drop the temperature inside of that tent by 10-15 degrees. And I placed the tent underneath a tree so that I would get shade for a portion of the day. In the afternoon it would just get too hot, but I would be out doing other things. I spent most of that summer outside also. Most of that year outside. I know every night. Virtually every night. And then, so the swamp cooler, it leaked. And it was dripping out. The little cooler was dripping out onto the dirt. And I noticed this little trail of water that it was pushing. And I was like, wow, that looks like a little tiny river. You know, like the way you look at a river on Google Earth or maps or whatever. And it brought my awareness to the scale agnostic properties of water. Meaning that it does the same thing on the micro scale as the macro scale. It's a total fractal in the way that it follows the energies. There's always this spiraling, so water flows in a sine wave following that spiraling. And
hi, Shep. Oh, the little Shep puppies.
Debbie came over with their little dog. He's a little teacup chihuahua, like fit in the palm of your hand. And he looks like a little miniature German Shepherd, so she named him Shep. I was like, don't let that go to his head, man. He's such a cute little dog, but he's so timid. And there's my camera. The train rolls in, and the chicken is done. You're listening to Aloistic Artists for Fun.
Alrighty. Also, the chicken really clumps up. That's cool. It's the big grill.
Hours in that, man, those are huge. Yeah, they clump
when you cook them.
Yeah. Dang. Anyways, he said that they both hurt like hell. They both felt like shit today. He said basically everything that, yeah, make sure it's cooked first. Everything that
perfecto
blood to your body, replace your blood to the concern.
I have to mention the story of how I originally created that chicken. It was actually through conflict. It was conflict resolution. Barbecue chicken is conflict resolution. That's the title of this video. I was in New Mexico, or in Las Vegas, fixing up this RV that was my uncle's that I was living in to travel around the country. And we were doing different work on it. And while we were doing that, I was living in it. And I had this new friend that was a girl that ended up becoming a girlfriend and teaching me many lessons of what I would rather not have in a relationship. And also helped really push me in many different ways. It was a very interesting experience. But one thing that came out of it was she was afraid to barbecue chicken. Because she just, it was like the unknown to her. She had always screwed it up, or I don't know if what her experience was. Maybe she poisoned somebody in the past because they didn't cook it enough, or who knows. And I was like, well, I have the internet. We can look it up. And so I looked up how to barbecue chicken. And it said 5 minutes aside, and you flip it, and you don't touch it, and da-da-da-da, and for 20, 25 minutes, depending on how hot your grill is. And I was like, well, how hard can that be? And I thought, I'm going to marinate this. And so I put together some different stuff. And then just out of the blue, I decided to fork the fuck out of it. You know, I just just did that. And that was like the key thing that made all the difference in the world. Was just tenderizing it like that. And then I don't know that I'd ever barbecued chicken in the past prior to that. That was like 2011. And since then, every time any kind of group gathering comes up, they're always, well, Vincent can do his chicken. So now it's become my chicken, which I think is so funny, but oh, so delicious. I've had people come over that when we were barbecuing some, and we had extra when I was barbecuing that time, and they're like, no, I just ate not long ago, I don't eat. I said, well, here, just have a bite and see what you think. And they took a bite of that, and they wanted the rest of the chicken. So there you have my awesome recipe. If you want to try it, let me know how it came out. I'm going to eat some chicken. Yum, yum. So, I must apologize for that last wave because I put my phone in my pocket thinking that it was recording off of my headset, but I believe that my headset was powered off and so therefore not recording. But it shows how awesome the microphone is on the iPhone because it was in my pocket. You could hear the swish, swish, swish. So this is a test to see if this is working through that microphone or through the headset microphone. This is only a test. Had this been an actual wave, you would have heard more words and stuff. Alright, I decided to ditch the headphones for right now. I was using them earlier because I was on a phone call with Sylvia and playing the PS4 with my buddy Blaze. And Sylvia was drifting off to sleep, and while I was anchoring and creating timers and all that, somehow our call got disconnected. But that's right. We've done marathon FaceTime audio calls for a year and a half now. Oh, what a beautiful sunset. Hello, Joey. Does that chicken smell good? You wish you could have some, huh? Mm-hmm. I see you licking your lips. And there comes Sugar going, ooh, I want some too. Please let me have some too. I just eat a little bit. Just a little bit. That's all you want, huh, Joey? Is that what you want? Just a little bit? Just a little taste? Oh, just give me a little taste. My mouth is just... It's so funny how dogs are. Hey, squirrel, I'm out back, man. Sorry if that was loud. My bloody squirrel came over. Oh, I gotta offer him some of my chicken, see what he thinks.
I just have to maintain it all, you know, but it was really cool.
What are you doing down here?
I've got family down here.
Try my barbecue.
My mom and my brother are out here. And my sister's actually the one that's out in Montana, so she was from way up there.
How would you like to relocate to Colorado?
Barbecue and chicken, designing vehicle wraps. Doing podcasts on Anchor.
She's like my sister. Yeah. She lives in Florida, but her son is a big grower in Colorado, and he's got big greenhouses after big greenhouses. And he makes so much money that his dad drives from Florida all the way to Colorado to pick it up and bring it back.
Yeah. All right. Oh man, this chicken's good. The puppy brigade.
Look at how cute I am. I just want a little piece.
Is that what you're saying, Joey? Just want a little bite just to confirm that my chicken's okay? Alright, just a little bite. What do you think, Joey? He thinks it's swallowific. Gulp. That's all, buddy.
Yeah. Mm. Ah, so tender and juicy. That's one of the things that's really satisfying about cooking. It's very much like an art form. It's about timing, preparation, application. Only problem is all this stuff turns to shit when you're done. Sorry, I had to pull the pun. This chicken evolves because this is the first time I've used fire roasted hatch chilies. I've used other hatch chilies. But these have a really nice, like, at first you get the barbecue flavor, a little bit smoky. Then you get the chicken, and during the chicken bite you're tasting the teriyaki, and then the afterglow on it is the hatch chilies. So it kind of slowly burns up into this nice little crescendo. You've been listening to Cooking with Aloistic. But we never know where creativity flows. Oh man. Here, try that. Mmm. Isn't that awesome? Can you taste those flavors? Mmm. Mmm. Delicioso. And it's cooked so perfectly too. I love that. Mmm. I was thinking next time I might slice them down the center on one side and stuff them with the chilies and then barbecue them. Maybe like put a toothpick through the end, like, or sew it back together so it doesn't chili out. Huh. Appears my neighbor's installed an air conditioner. Well, I'm on the back patio, or back porch, where we have a little, our little barbecue area. Mike, my stepdad, has laid 1 foot square brick tiled pavers, and so that whole little area down there is, you know, nice to walk on. And then we have a little bench that we've built in the floor on this porch. Well, we're going to rebuild this back porch. We did the front one. Well, we took the front one out and built a completely new porch. The back porch we have not done yet. And I think we could also add a little bit of storage underneath it. A little trap door somewhere. So that we could put some more stuff away. Isn't that crazy how much stuff we accumulate? Accumulation. Mmm, man, this chicken is so freaking awesome. So, if you've ever been afraid of barbecuing chicken, don't be. Just fork the frack out of it, cook it 5 minutes aside. Flip it 4 times, maybe 5 times. And you'll have awesome chicken. Well, I'm gonna go visit with my friends. So I shall speak with you in the next wave.